which is taking place tomorrow, based out of Letterkenny and around the New Mills area. Joining me in studio to look ahead to the event is the organisers. We've got Chairman Desi Larkin in studio, joined by Brendan McDade. Gentlemen, you're welcome to the studios of Highland.
Thank you, Oisín. Afternoon.
Thank you, Oisín.
I suppose, as Chairman Desi, we'll start with you. This is the first year of the Donegal Half Marathon. Over the last couple of years, it was the Donegal Marathon. And if we just reflect on why the decision was made to cut it from the full marathon to the half.
Yeah, I suppose the decision to start just come back in after nearly 30 years to reintroduce the marathon and the half marathon. The marathon, I suppose, is a specific event in that it doesn't attract the same crowds as you get for a half marathon. That, but we wanted to have that as the attraction to reintroducing the full marathon. The figures have dropped over the last few years. So what we've decided to do is go out with a public consultation, because we always said this is the people's marathon. So we wanted to hear back from people what could we be doing with regards to maybe the route or anything else in attracting more people to the full marathon. So we're going to go through that process now with the hope of reintroducing the full marathon in 2020, but also keeping the half marathon going in that period.
Yeah. The entries are closing this evening at 6. The online entries closed last night. You guys were in at the Aura Centre throughout the afternoon. What's the entries like, Brendan, at this stage of the day?
Going well at the Aura there. We, as you say, closed the online entry yesterday at 5 p.m. We had just over 300 at that stage. And today people are collecting their numbers and their race packs. And also anybody new is entering there now at the moment. We're looking at figures. We're hoping that it'll be somewhere between the 450, maybe the 500 mark by the time we're finished this evening.
Yeah. Desi touched on changes that have been made. What's been the reaction so far ahead of the event to those subtle changes that you made, reducing it to the half marathon and slight changes to the course?
Yeah, I think initially, as Desi said, you know, people were enthusiastic about it at the beginning because, you know, reintroducing the marathon to Donegal, but we always were aware that we needed the half marathon to support it. So, you know, the interest is still there. People now have sort of ticked the box that they've done the Donegal Marathon. Yeah. You know, so it might be an idea that we may just do it every third year. As Desi says, as soon as we get the feedback, you know, from the people, we'll sort of look at it then and decide.
Yeah. What about the course then? Because I don't know, there was at times when the Donegal Marathon, when it was reintroduced, that the course was tough, so it was for a marathon, and the bulk of the marathons are normally flat, so they are. How's the half marathon course looking then? For,
well, Dave, I suppose our course, it was always a 2-lap course, so the half marathon now is the 1 lap off that same route. As courses go, it's not actually that difficult.
Yeah.
I mean, I suppose we're in Donegal, and no matter where we go in Donegal, you're always going to get an element of a hill somewhere or other in it. But generally speaking, the road out, you know, the main road out to Glendies is fairly flat. And again, coming in the back way from Rasheedock, New Mills, there's an odd climb all right in that area, but a good portion of it is still flat in it.
Yeah. It's not just about the half marathon tomorrow, Desi. There's other things happening. There's the team challenge, in which competitors can come in and they run a certain distance and a team event. And then there's the 1K as well. So these are sort of wee additions that you have been throwing in to try and boost it.
Yeah, absolutely. We've always tried to enhance the experience, and we've gone for the top quality with regards to the T-shirts and the medals, which we have a new medal introduced this year, Oisín, which is the Polestar. There's also a new T-shirt that very much reflects kind of Donegal's colours, but also the inclusivity of the nature of the race with regards to recognising everyone. The 1K has been a fantastic success that we've run in partnership with the Sports Partnership, where we are encouraging young people to come along tomorrow and run a 1K, and they'll be actually finishing on the tartan track the same as the senior athletes who are running the half marathon. So it's a wonderful thing. They'll be running under Brendan and them where the chipping's done. It's the same atmosphere as if they're at any arena or stadium and probably in the country. So that's a wonderful event. The team challenge is one that's increased greatly this year, and we're very glad that has happened. It's 3 7Ks. So it's within reach of most or of anyone who's doing a 5K or that. And really what it does, it brings you along maybe with family members, brings you along with football team members or any other team, or even workmates. So you have a chance to go out, the three of you go out, different parts within the course, complete it together, and there's a chance to win the trophy that's there for that particular discipline. So we'd encourage people to come along tomorrow, especially for the 1K. Bring the kids along. It's very much a fun event. and they will experience the full marathon, and there'll be a wee reward for them at the end of that particular race.
And you could find future stars in it.
Well, that's what it's all about, isn't it? Yeah. You know, and it's that atmosphere that's there. When you have children at any event, they'll make the most noise, they're the most enthusiastic, they're the most honest, and you never know what triggered any of us to get involved in sport. And hopefully someday we'll be talking about maybe an Olympian or that who'll tell their experience of running that first K for the first time.
Yeah. How competitive is this half marathon going to be, Brendan? Because I'm sure there is athletes there that are using this to build for the big full marathons which are coming up, the likes of Dublin now at the end of October.
Yeah, well, again, when we were pitching the date, I think that's what we had in mind, is that it would be a good build-up for the Dublin Marathon. And in the past, like, Natasha Adams has run 76.33 in the course, which is an excellent time for, you know, a women's half marathon. And the men's record is 69.51, which again is very respectable. That was done by Freddie Stoke from Dublin. So, I mean, the course is, you know, open to fast times.
Yeah. And what about road closures tomorrow? Is there going to be any closures? Is there going to be traffic disruption? Because it is an event and it has been run in a part of a town which can be busy, does it?
Yeah, no, we've always been conscious of that, and we don't actually have any road closures. We try to do rolling, and the Gardaí have been fantastic, Oisín, the way they've worked with us. We also have a fantastic team of marshals there under Neely McDade and the Volunteer Centre. And the, you know, what happens there is these guys in Brenton's there, you know, Kelly, Danny McDade, these boys have run events since me and you were wee fellas, you know, and they know what it's all about. Safety is paramount, but we do keep any kind of inconvenience to a minimum. It's run at 20 past 9 in the morning. We're very conscious of church mass times. We're very conscious of other things that are happening. So now we would like to believe, again, we'd appeal to people to be patient with us, where they have to be more or less at the start of the race, but at other times just to work with the Gardaí and the stewards, and I don't think anybody will be overly inconvenienced.
We can't forget about the walkers, Brendan.
No, the walkers are very welcome, and again, half marathon distance is very achievable for those. There's actually quite a number of teams that are doing the 7K each in it. So, I mean, that is great actually for the walkers that they can be part of the event and do 7K each one of them and you know, enjoy the experience.
Yeah. As you build now towards that 2020 date of making it a full marathon once again, is it to make it an event that's going to be very, very attractive, not just to people in the county, but outside the county, does it?
Yeah, that's the one thing we've always tried to do, especially probably with the full marathon. We've attracted people from Argentina, America, Scotland, England, and obviously Northern Ireland. We've had people here who come over for their honeymoon, and they've ran from New York in the marathon itself. So one of the things that we would like to do, and Donegal County Council have been very supportive of us with regard to sponsorship and funding, but also getting the word out there, is to work with the Aspera around tracking them back at this particular time to run the full marathon. So a lot of our emphasis on reintroducing the full marathon again will be working with the council and any other agency out there who will be able to signpost people towards running the Donegal full marathon.
Okay, finally then, Brendan, anything else to highlight before you start tomorrow morning?
No, just I suppose anybody that has registered to be there early in the morning will be opening up from 8 o'clock. And you can collect their number and race back up to 9 o'clock. And as Desi said earlier, the race starts at 9:20.